Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Once again, your song of the day from 1965, She's Not There by The Zombies. 464-568-51 is bad, 10 is good. Text your rating in the Sauter Heyman Jewelers song of the day.
This sounds funny to say, for you to say she's not there. It's, she's not there.
I'm sorry. I should have said it better.
Listening to that on headphones was
mesmerizing.
Was mesmerizing because I just never really listen to the lyrics quite that close. I knew most of the words. I really did. I knew most of the words. The Zombies.
You fascinate me. Yeah. And you, come on, you heard the organ.
Oh, yeah.
The That's organ, I mean, in the headphones, yes, is really mesmerizing.
It
really
changes it. It's a game changer.
That's, yeah, an exquisite song. Like, they put their heart into that. And it was tight, you know, and they put that together really well.
You showed me years ago their Hall of Fame, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
That's the entrance. Zombies?
That was the Zombies. Yeah. They had like three songs. You know, she did that one, Time of the Season, and Tell Her No will be the three songs they have.
Yeah.
And then they stopped. They never had anything else besides those. Ever.
Pretty much.
The Zombies.
Are they still touring?
I don't believe so. They are still around, though.
We saw their performance. Why did I show you that?
You were mesmerized by it.
Yeah, I was kind of freaked out by it. They were really good on stage. Still really good. Think about it.
That was 1965.
And they were really good on stage. The old guys, you know.
The Zombies.
Jake. It's a total surprise. And I'd say a great song. Not anything that, like, I would ever buy. But when you hear it, you're like, oh, God, that's good. She's not there.
That's pretty good. Pretty well done.
I would say 8.967.
Nice.
Just put together well, and Jake surprised us.
Yeah, it's not a song I love, but the talent put into, I mean, the artistry.
That's
put
it.
Into it. It's an artistry.
You're
song.
Cultured,
so
Bill.
Because of that, I'm going to go with the 7229. 7229.
7229. I'll take that.
Score, yes, like that.
Now Bella is here today.
Bella and Ben are both here.
Bella's waving.
Bella's waving, so we can see where she's at.
I can see my peripheral. Bella was happy.
She liked that song.
So I'm going to go older songs.
Ben 4-8. Bella 8-2.
Good
score. Good. 6-7
Bella
and a 2-5.
Ben with a 2-5.
Ben, come on.
It's the Zombies, Ben. They're incredible in concert.
Ben, you need some culture.
Yes, we need to get Ben.
He's shaking his head. He's like, nope.
Please help him, Bella.
Ben, you need some culture in your life.
He does.
All right? It can't just be all school and sports.
Yep.
Okay?
And songs after 2004.
And holding court with Mitch Sherman and Babcock at the end of the press box.
He'll tell you that he holds court, but when the game starts, he's locked in.
He's locked in, seeing what's going on.
Yeah. Ben has also said he does not listen to music before 2004. He says, if it was made before I was alive, I don't listen to it.
That's great, Ben.
That's crazy.
Which just means you listen to the worst era of music ever, then. Only. Yeah. Your choice on that. Yeah. Some ratings before I get to Song of the Day. Bill Buck and Boost, Bennett, 2.3. Sandmaster, 5.2 in Kansas City. Rod says a 7. Tie in Lincoln says 7.3. Mike and Dalton, 8.8. Joe and Boulder, who gave us the nice gifts for the car.
Oh, Joe was a friend.
He says questionable, yes, but still 7.75. Yeah. Jennifer, 6.9. Hubby, 6.9.
Ooh, whoa.
That's not bad.
Not terrible.
They're getting along.
They're getting along in the house. Yeah.
Les in Lincoln, 9.99. Great pick. Jimmy in Alliance, 8.5.
Alliance.
Sean in Omaha, 2.1. Who in Columbus, 6.
You guys were a little off on the game.
Well, Jay went a little...
Jumped offside there.
He went a little slow.
You guys false
when he started with... usually he says...
Who in Columbus?
Who in the Columbus? He goes... He went with... Who In Columbus.
Yeah, and so I did.
Stalled.
I did.
False start.
Mike in Kansas, 7.5. Stan, I never switched this song. 8.2, he said.
Stan. Really?
All right, Stan.
Jane in Wahoo says 8. Gavin and Pender, your friend, a 4 on that one, Bill?
Gavin, what position did he
What's
play?
What's that? Gavin was a wing back and a hard-hitting safety. Oh, yeah, he'd lay the wood. Yeah, oh, yeah.
Gavin.
I'm saying Gavin probably... I remember my dad saying like that. I think he went through 4 helmets one season.
Really?
Yeah. Whoa. Just smashing face masks. Yeah. Back in the day.
There is your ratings on Song of the Day. It is now time.
Come on.
Now time for a Bugaboo Tuesday. Let's fire up Bill's Thrills on a Tuesday. Here we go.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Okay. Yeah,
is it going to be a bonanza?
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach. But to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. Have you seen? I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break. Sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors.
Yes, as always, Bill's Thrills sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors, the ATMs, the cash cows of Lincoln. Call them at 402-730-7387 for a free consultation to plan your financial future today. Bill, it is Sip's favorite day of the week, which is Bugaboo Tuesday.
Things that bother me.
What's bothering you today, Bill?
Well, we're going to go to college football.
Okay.
The sport does not bother me.
It's a good spot.
I'm going to go to this one like that.
There's the flip.
The chaos of no commissioner.
Ooh.
The chaos of no commissioner. Power four conferences all acting independently. Understand why you do it. You have to take care of your conference. I agree with that. I'm not like, hey, Dannon, you need to do this. You know, I need to have this conversation with the commissioner of the Big Ten. No, I get all these things. But if you don't eventually get one person.
God, you're big on this.
If you're not getting one overall voice. To strengthen college, there's not four voices in the NFL. There's one. It's the NFL. It's the shield. We protect the shield. And college football is the same way.
Mm-hmm.
Because I said everyone will suffer. So I bring this one up. Here's the reason why: the schedule. You have a 12-team playoff, which is going to expand. And now, right now, there's no continuity of how a schedule is made.
Nope.
Nobody can say you can do whatever you
Not
want
really.
With your own schedule, within your conference, with what's going on. Mm-hmm. And to me, I think that's complete buffoonery all the way across.
What are your suggestions?
The team should have to be, it should be real simple. There should be a deal. Hey, everyone's going to play. Like I said, I understand the SEC, they only play 8. And their theory is we're too good. We're too good to play. We're not going to play 9 games because 8 games is because we're too good of a conference.
Because
we're going to play 4 non-conference games.
Too hard to play 9.
Nine conference games, which I understand why they're doing it because it's not hurting them whatsoever. Right now, 6 of the top 7 teams rated are the SEC. And so, but to not have them all play the same schedule, not the same people. When you look at the schedules, I mean, I have a theory for mine like that. What mine would want to be, I'd want a 9-1-2. I want 9 conference games. I want one that is scheduled to another Power Four conference like Nebraska and Colorado was this year. And then 2 group of 5s. 0 FCS. I want that.
At Kroger Pharmacy, Care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, Care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
There's just not a chance of any. How many times you look at the deal and go, oh, who's playing this game? Oh, Georgia's got Chattanooga this week. That should be fun to watch.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to.
I don't disagree with you, but I want to interject one thing. Is it hard to tell North Dakota State that? You're not playing any Power 5 teams anymore.
There's always a story here and there, but yes. I mean, at some point in time, it's going to be, you have to protect, again, the shield. You have to be able to have a way of it being balanced out. of who's playing who, because they're all going to get judged and now put into this 12-team playoff. But everybody has a different path. Someone say should be like, no, at least, and they're not telling you exactly who you have to play, but you have to do this. Give you an example. Yes, 3 days ago, Wake Forest said, yeah, we're out. We're not going to play Ole Miss next year. They played them this week. The next day, they said, we're out. So Ole Miss is like, we don't have a game. And they're also, in the one thing in the SEC that you do have to do is you have to play one game in a, versus Power Four outside of it. So that's why you see.
Oh, you do in the SEC.
Yeah, LSU always plays. I mean, LSU plays it.
They, is it unwritten or is it?
That, no, it's written. So Lane talked about it. Now they have to submit something to the SEC because they're like, well, who do we go get right now? Because they just bailed out of us. You shouldn't be able to bail out of a game that's one year out.
Interesting.
That's true. That's
there,
bad.
There should
that's
be,
a bad
there
look.
Should
Wake
be,
did that.
They, Wake just did that. Just imagine right now. There's just a different narrative. So it can become like a, this. It's the AD Bowl. What do the athletic directors do? Let me just take a look right now. Where do you think Florida would be right now if they had Nebraska's schedule?
They'd be okay, probably.
Probably 3-0. Yeah. I think they would beat Colorado. They'd win the other two for sure. Yeah. Instead, that's what?
They're in trouble.
Everybody's going like, well,
Napier's in big trouble.
When's he getting fired?
Right. Yep.
When's he getting fired?
Billy Napier's in big trouble.
Huge trouble.
And so your schedule matters so much. But when you're in a state like Florida, what do you tell people? Because you have to play your rivals. It's a big deal to play. Yeah. If you're at Florida and they say you don't want to play Florida State or Miami, well, that's not a great thing either.
What if I sold to you this? What if one of the requirements was if you're going to play an FCS, it's got to be a top 10 FCS.
You can't judge that 7 years out.
Right.
You can say, okay, we're going to play North Dakota State, and then all of a sudden, 7 years from now,
they might
teams
be
fall off all the time.
Might be terrible. Yeah.
That's what you have to build. But they just need
that suggestion.
Just say what it is. Just say what the math is. Here's we're going to play FCS. This many games. We're going to do this. We're going to do this. Or even if it's an FCS, it's okay. But then everyone knows. Okay, you have to play. Now we're going to play 9 conference. We're going to play a group of this, and you're going to play 1 FCS. That's fine. So everyone has it the same. So everyone knows exactly what
you.
It is.
Oh, that makes sense.
Because there's some
making
teams.
Sense.
Some teams that. But the other part is just to have everyone. So how is it ever going to be great when someone's not all pulling for the same side? Because everyone's still, they're all like, oh, right now the Big Ten, the SEC, they're pretty tight. They hold all the power. They hold all the power. But eventually, how are you going to ever be at the, if someone's not trying to do something for the better of college, because they're all going to negotiate their contracts for television apart. If you negotiated the contract as a whole, if they had the Power Four negotiated as a whole, there'd be billions of more dollars, but no one's ever going to do that. No. They're going to take care of their own conference. But the AFC doesn't operate independently from the NFC.
No, you want a czar is what you're talking about.
Yeah, I want some
a czar
and a committee. And with a committee that oversees the whole thing to say this is how to make things regulated. Because playoffs, you're sitting going like, how are we going to do this? So now this playoff committee's got to sit there and look and go, okay, there is a 11-1 team or 10-2 team, and there's an 8-4 SEC team. But wow, they beat so and so. They're really good, and we really think that they're better. The 8-4 team is. Are we going to put them in over a 10-2 team?
Now you're getting to something that's interesting. Because it's always been in the college football, it's always been this way where there's this discussions that are kind of fun, right? Can I sell it to you that it's kind of part of the fun?
It'll still be fun. They'll still be fun because it's still never going to be real clear who it is because you're never going to get to pare it down to make it like it is in the NFL where they can just make it in the NFL. It's like sometimes it's like, you know how many times like a few years back it's like, whew, we caught the Niners. They stink. You don't want the Niners right now. And so it's however that thing all gets circulated out. Also, the difference in the NFL is what? It's exactly the same. Same salary cap, same money, same everything.
You can't get that.
You're never going to get that in college where it's all the same. But you at least should be able to tell them how to schedule.
Okay.
At least to be able to say we have to be able to do a schedule. And you could build it also by conference where you played what matched up with you from the year before. It's like, no, we're going to play you guys. The SEC and the Big Ten are going to play. So your one game is going to be worse versus this team.
I disagree with you. I don't know why I find myself defending the FCS because you're not taking umbrage with the FCS. You're just saying that they shouldn't be included in these schedules, which is I don't know what I wonder what those top level coaches like Mark Farley,
yes, in Northern Iowa,
what he would say. I mean, because his whole stance after the game was we're not Nebraska's not that much better than us, you know. So I wonder what I just, and I'm not pushing back. I just wonder what those guys would say.
And you're always going to get, the one time it's like, hey, App State went to Michigan, beat them. I get,
right.
I'm talking more about just the fairness of schedule.
Right, right.
And if the fairness of schedule is one FCS, that's okay too.
Yeah, okay.
But then make,
that's how I would do it.
So then make it, so then it's, then in your other three, so it's an FCS, it's a Power Four, and it's a Group of Five.
Okay.
So that's your three teams. That's okay. Because some teams don't play any.
And if you don't want to play an FCS, you don't have to.
You don't have to. That's right. That could be your call. But if you have one, that's fine. But some teams don't play any other Power Four teams. They don't. They're I mean, look at Michigan last year. And yeah. Well, it didn't hurt them.
Bowling Green, East Carolina.
But still.
Didn't hurt them.
But still.
But it was a horrible schedule.
And eventually, too, if you don't take care of the fans with games that are of interest.
100.
Because you can don't let Nebraska cloud things. Because Nebraska fans are so great, and they're fired up, and they'll show up. That's not the same across the country. It's not. If they're all of a sudden, you go to a game.
It's not.
We played the year we won the national championship at LSU. We played Utah State at 11 a.m. kick in a 103,000 seat stadium. It's probably 75,000 people. No one tailgated because they do night. We do night games or game
of
the week.
You're kidding me.
It was no.
Wasn't, there's 75,000.
Probably something like
there's 30,000 empties.
I don't know if it was 30, but it wasn't.
20?
It wasn't the same. Just trust me, it wasn't the same.
Oh, I trust you. You were there.
Because they weren't even, it's like, no, we don't do this. And now Nebraska's a little bit different. Just USC playing South Dakota in the Coliseum. 40,000 people, tops.
And not, no.
But all I'm saying is you just have to have continuity. Because just look at some of these schedules of these teams. Just keep playing the music, Jake. West Virginia played out of conference. They played the backyard brawl against ACC Pitt, mm-hmm. and they went to the Big Ten and they played Penn State.
Wow, geez.
So they're 1-2 right now.
And it's not fair.
It's kind of like all of a sudden they made the decision to do that, and now everybody's going like, oh, crap.
Yeah, Neil Brown's in trouble now.
Yeah.
God, it's interesting.
I just want continuity. I want somebody over the schedules.
Is a bugaboo Tuesday.
I'll keep talking, Jake. Keep playing the music.
When we come back, hour two, more on Matt Rhule. Audio from yesterday, early break of the ticket.